You're listening to SBS News.
That's the sound of shocked onlookers gasping at the sight of dozens of cars being pulled by aggressive floodwaters in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta. Almost two dozen people have died after the city was hit by its deadliest flooding in about a decade. Locals were evacuated after the downpour on the 31st of December and into the early hours of New Year's Day. The conditions caused chaos in Southeast Asia's biggest city, with train lines blocked and power outages in some areas. Some of the victims drowned. Others were killed in landslides. Four locals were electrocuted, while three died of hypothermia. Indonesia's president Joko Widodo says evacuation efforts are the priority.
This is related to the safety of the people. It should be prioritised. The Disaster Mitigation Agency, leaders of the provinces, search and rescue teams need to move as one to give people who are affected by the floods a sense of safety.
Thousands of livestock have been reported missing and houses damaged in the neighbouring province of Banten. Jakarta police warned online that some major streets across the capital were not yet accessible. The Indonesian Geophysics Agency is forecasting heavy rainfall until mid-February, and it's warning people to remain on alert for further flooding or landslides. On his Twitter page, Mr. Widodo blamed delays in flood control infrastructure projects for the disaster. The president says some projects have been delayed since 2017 because of land acquisition problems.
Regarding the flooding issue, the central government is still quite new, and a lot of projects we still need to complete, including some reservoirs, which will only be completed next year. But on top of this, other projects must be completed too.
5 years ago, much of the centre of Jakarta was inundated after canals overflowed. Before then, in 2007, more than 50 people died in one of the capital's deadliest flood disasters. Local resident Brian Eager says action must be taken to prevent future events.
We hope this will never happen again, because this keeps happening every 5 years. Floods happening every 5 years. If possible, do not let it happen again. This used to happen, and I thought, finally, it did not happen again. But still, it happened. What we ask is widen the waterway, clean the drainage, so water flow from other cities will not affect us.
Jakarta and its surroundings are home to more than 30 million people. Last year, the Indonesian government announced it will relocate the capital to East Kalimantan province of Borneo. But the planning ministry also pledged that the government will invest $40 billion in modernising Jakarta. Julia Carr-Katzel, SBS News.